The first tug and barge of the season is scheduled to pass through Lock and Dam 2 near Hastings, Minnesota, today. It's the unofficial kickoff to the shipping season for the upper part of the river, but this year marks the latest start since 1970, according to the Army Corps of Engineers. Spokesman Patrick Mose says it's all thanks to the severe winter and a record-breaking 32 inches of ice on Lake Pepin. He says the ice broke up sometime earlier this week, but the first shipment is nearly a month late.
The beginning of navigation has started on average March 22nd. That said, we don't have the luxury that our brethren up in Lake Superior have with respect to icebreakers and such. We're really more at the mercy of Mother Nature.
Kent Peeler works with Brennan Marine in La Crosse. He says the late start to the shipping season means seasonal dock workers are being called to work later, and businesses are paying more to get products by rail or truck. One example, he says, is cottonseed, which increases milk production in dairy cows.
They normally would have received several barges by now, and because the river was not available, they had to rail product in at a much greater shipping cost and rehandling cost.
Now that the river is open, Peeler says he's optimistic it'll all balance out.
I think we'll see some pretty good early demand here. The season as a whole will be compressed, so hopefully it'll make it busier through the entire season.
The Mississippi River navigation season traditionally runs until late November. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.